internet has made our world a global village. It is also believed that we live in men's world. In light of this myth, we observe systemic bias about women across all borders, even on Wikipedia, the world's largest online encyclopedia, with only 13% biographies about women. We are of the opinion that women, who are nation builders, should be given better representation in all ramifications. Therefore, Wikimedia Nigeria and WFM 91.7 are working together on Wiki Loves Women, a radio program that is poised to address systemic bias against women by improving and increasing the number of content about Nigerian women on Wikipedia. Wiki Loves Women,
7:30 p.m.
Wednesdays on WFM 91.7.
That's right. It's time for Wiki Loves Women right here on WFM 91.7. And Wiki Loves Women is that on-air program that talks to us about women in Nigeria and outside in Nigeria and within Africa, on the specifically those women who are doing exceedingly well in their professional ambitions and have been able to make a name for themselves as a result. Today on Wiki Loves Women, we'll be speaking with Vimbai Mutiniri. She's a TV producer, a TV host, a producer, and a women's empowerment advocate. And she recently launched the Vimbai.com. Good evening, Vimbai.
Hello, Kiki. How are you? First of all, can I just say your voice is amazing.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Best voice I've ever heard.
Thank you so much. Oh, now I'm going to be blushing the entire show. It's so good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
You know, looking at the Vimbai.com, it's the ultimate digital empowerment portal for young African women who are looking to bloom into their full potential. And
yes,
very timely, we have lots of young women, young Nigerian women, young African women who haven't found their bearing, who don't know exactly what direction to go. So, what inspired you to bring up that platform?
You know, it's a lot of things, but I think the main thing is the fact that, you know, when a lot of us kind of finish high school, those who get to go to university, when we go to university, those who start working or whatever happens, it's kind of just a transition phase in life.
Okay.
Where it's very difficult to find a group or a tribe of people to belong to.
Mm.
And you find that that's often the time that a lot of young girls kind of end up in the wrong hands or in the wrong crowd or experimenting with stuff they shouldn't be and so forth. And with the era that we're in now, there's an increasing sense of belonging. I mean, I'm 31, so, you know, 10 years ago, social media wasn't so hyperactive. There was a lot that I didn't have to contend with that the young girl has to contend with today. And, you know, because of that sense of belonging, you see all these young girls are getting involved in things that are detrimental to their future.
Yes.
A lot of, you know, women aren't living up to the potential that they possibly could because we're kind of getting caught up in things that, a lot of things that harm us or, you know, that don't serve us. So I just decided to come up with a platform that could be like a big sister. I just wanted to find, to create a community where these women could actually just come and feel safe and develop and grow and express themselves and ask questions in a safe environment. So it's not like a master class. It's not a hectic woman empowerment thing.
No, it's really
just us being us and being honest about the things we're going through and finding authentic ways to overcome and to just be better human beings.
All right, that is amazing. Yeah. And, you know, looking at the fact that you have leveraged that inter-community you have with other African countries. First of all, you're Zimbabwean, in case you didn't know. Vimbai is Zimbabwean. And of course, you know, you have gone on to, you have a platform across Africa. You have hosted events in South Africa, in Nigeria, you know, to over 54 countries. And, you know, leveraging that for young girls who are inspired thinkers, who are dreamers and game changers. What would be expectation for a young girl who has found the Vimbai.com in, say, 1 year?
In 1 year, I think, wow, you know, the plans are pretty massive. And, you know, by God's grace, in 1 year, we will cross all the milestones we want to. But ideally, you will have, you know, a best friend in your pocket. And by that, I mean, we use our phones to do everything now.
Sure.
So you should be able to, you know, go online or go onto a portal and read you know, information that will empower your mind.
Yeah.
You should be able to log on and watch series and watch documentaries that will provoke your thoughts, watch short films, some stuff that will be entertaining but still a positive narrative, and some stuff that will kind of shock you and expose you to what's happening. For example, one of the documentaries that we started with is a series of monologues, and we have actors and actresses who are narrating the stories of young girls who have come back from a human trafficking ordeal. And this is a very real thing. And you listen to these stories and it's very innocent. It's largely innocent. It's largely, I was looking for a job. My friend told me that they're employing people in Qatar. And my visa came. It was all written in Arabic. I didn't understand. So it's something that really anybody could fall into. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And you get there and you're a slave and you struggle to come back home. So so there's that element of it. And then as a community as well, I think it's about being able to also create environments. So, you know, we've got some concerts lined up. We've got other experiences. We've got travel packages. There's so many things that enhance your life as a young African woman. And we're just saying, you know what? Nobody is looking for a way to empower this, our sisters. So let's do it. Let's give our sisters the resources they need to live their best lives.
All right, thank you.
So a year down the line, you should be able to open the app and literally do everything that you need to do, from, you know, booking your next trip to saving money to watching television.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick trip down memory lane. In 2011, you were a part of the Big Brother Africa season 6. And that definitely shot you to the global stage. How has life been beyond that?
You know, I always say Big Brother changed my life, because if not for it, I don't think I would have been able to easily come into a place like Nigeria or go to a place like Kenya or Ghana, and have a voice, so to speak. I would have had to, you know, work a lot harder. I would have had to probably add another 5 years to get the traction that I was able to get from just 3 months on Big Brother. So, you know, my life has never been the same again. And, you know, God has also been very kind. A lot of great opportunities have come along. And I've been able to use those opportunities to kind of, you know, keep moving me forward. Because I know it's not everybody that's been on Big Brother that has a success story. So, you know, you need grace, you need a little bit of luck, but then also you kind of just need to, you know, do stuff like launch your own platform, which you're terrified, you're scared, it's expensive, but you say, you know what, let me take this leap of faith. So it's been a series of leaps of faith, pretty much.
All right. So let's talk about the emotions. You know, you have mentioned fear, which is very normal. Right now, it's less than 2 days, I believe, to the official launch. What emotions are going through your mind right now?
Ooh, girl, can I be honest? I'm tired.
Yes, you can be honest. Okay, so that is, it's normal to be tired.
Hey, girl, it's been a lot of work. You know, I was anxious earlier on in the week, but that anxiety has been replaced by exhaustion, because we're working round the clock just to make sure that our guests get the best of everything. I want it to be a standard that we set, a unique experience that you know, people can carry away with them and remember that, you know, this is, there's a sentiment that I'm trying to build around this brand, and so just trying to get that right and making sure people experience that has been very tiring. But I'm not complaining.
So before we go into, I want to ask, how has the climb, business climb in Nigeria been?
You know, it's part of the climate in the business climate in Nigeria is part, one of the reasons actually why I ended up launching this platform, to be very honest with you, because I own a production company.
Okay.
And we create digital content for some of the big corporates around, some of the big brands that you see every day.
Okay.
However, you find that as this industry evolves, as media evolves, everybody has a camera, everybody can edit. There are so many people who are able to provide the service that you offer. So you then kind of watch your income decrease, and then you think to yourself, well, how can I evolve this? So I said, well, I love making content. I have the ability to make content. Okay. Why don't I just build my own platform and my own community where I can continue to make content that's not really dependent on whether this brand or that brand calls me? So I think that's the best way for me to explain what we're... And it's not just Nigeria. It's the whole world. It's Africa. It's South Africa. It's Zimbabwe, where I come from. It's a very difficult time at the moment. And it's just a time where all of us just need to, you know, reevaluate our businesses and see how we can transform and adapt our businesses to be relevant in, you know, with the way things are changing. Because things aren't going to stop changing, unfortunately. The whole world is changing. So we have to make sure we're keeping up with the inevitable.
Okay, so you are, you know, doing things, bringing up with this new platform, some of the things that young African girls don't dream as far as doing. Traveling, you know, having a saving culture. How, you know, your years growing up to the point where you are, how, where did you get your encouragement from and inspiration?
You know what? I often wonder, and I think sometimes you don't have a choice. So I don't think I have, you know, I struggled a lot, which is another reason why I created this platform. I struggled a lot finding a mentor, finding somebody who could guide me and advise me. And so a lot of my inspiration just came from the determination that, well, you know what, I can't fail. And also knowing that, well, there are certain lines that I'm not ready to cross. There's a very specific code of conduct that I have, and I told myself that no, I'm not going to do XYZ because I'm desperate. I'm not going to become like this. I can do this, you know. It might be slower, it might be harder. So I think my motivation was always just kind of sticking to my guns and saying, no, I know that I have everything in me to make something of myself without
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. Of course, this is Wiki Loves Women on WFM 91.7. And we have been speaking with Vimbai. She's a Zimbabwean TV personality, producer. And yes, we're talking about, we're being inspired right now, looking at all the things that she has been up to, including the launch of the very Vimbai.com, which, as we have tagged it, Africa's and every African girl's big sister, and of course a movement of inspired thinkers, dreamers, and game changers. All right, it's just 15 minutes to 8, and we are going to look at a few things you need to know about Wikipedia. What are wiki species and why? Just like Wikipedia, Wiki Species is a collaborative edited species directory to which you can contribute. All right, so Vimbai, welcome back. There are there are five facts about you that we are about to find out right now. Number one, you studied politics, philosophy, and economics. Tell us about that. How you know, did you go from that to the entertainment scene?
That's a very good question. You know, while I was in university, I think like most young people, I had to have a part-time job. I worked most of my time through university. So I dabbled with so many different jobs. So I did a little bit of waitressing, I did promotions, I did so many different things. Until one day, I was approached by a modeling agency in Cape Town. I studied in Cape Town. I was approached by a modeling agency who said, oh, you know, you're great, you would work, you would do a lot of good work and so forth. And I just said, oh, why not? And I took them up on their offer, and I loved it, and I did well at it. And from there, I mean, you know what, I'd always loved the arts. But I'd never considered as a
career.
Yeah. But at that point, you know, I was a student, I had a little bit of cash coming in. I thought to myself, you know what, I can do this. But after I graduated, my parents wanted me to, of course, take the normal, formal route. But because already at that point, the economy in my country was already pretty bad, there weren't many opportunities. So that's when Big Brother came along, and I secretly applied. And, you know, when I made it, they said, okay, why not? And the rest is history.
They have to admit it's been paying off.
Yes. No, no, they finally accepted. They hated the idea of me being in media or, you know, a creative industry. But after Big Brother, they're like, okay, this is your calling.
It really is. Okay, fact number two, you speak 5 languages. Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Any Nigerian language? Do you speak Yoruba?
No, I'm working on Yoruba. Working on it.
Okay.
Which I'm very embarrassed by, because I feel like by now I should be able to speak Yoruba. But, you know, it's a 2019 resolution to be able to hold a good conversation in Yoruba by the end of the year.
All right. Yeah. Now, you love Puff Puff, though. I feel like from eating enough Puff Puff, you should learn Yoruba.
I know, right? Exactly. Oh, I love Puff Puff. That's my favorite.
But how do you manage with the oily foods and you're so fit? How?
Oh, you know, before I used to be naturally trim, but you know, as the years get on, I have to work a lot harder. I go for my runs, I do my exercise, I do take time out to detox and to diet and to juice and so forth. Yeah, so it's not, I don't eat it every day, but now and again, why not?
All right.
Spoil myself.
And then your favorite hobby is water sports.
Oh, yes. It scares my mom so much, but I love to swim. I like jet skiing, you know, getting on boats and so forth. I love it. It makes me feel so alive.
All right. And fact number 5, Vimbai is not a fan of wigs. I feel like we all knew that. But
wigs, right?
But at some point, you have to wear wigs, right? Because the industry.
It's so convenient. Yeah, you know, it's not even really the industry. It's just so convenient.
Yes.
That's the honest truth. Is that, you know, you can have this wig that's already styled, washed. You don't need to be there when they're doing all of that.
True.
If you keep it while, you just wake up every morning and pop it on, and it cuts how many, like a good 20 minutes out of your preparation time in the morning, you know?
It really does.
yeah, but I mean, I'm not a fan. I just have to do it, but I'm not a fan. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for letting us into your personal life. Before we let you go, first of all, do you have anything for the young African girl out there listening?
Oh, you know, I want all the young girls out there to know and to remember that they are purposeful and they are powerful. They have the capacity to do whatever they set their mind to. And they shouldn't allow themselves to be tempted by shortcuts. And if something feels wrong to you, it probably is, don't force yourself to, you know, to conform with something that you feel is wrong. Stick to your guns. It will pay off. It really will pay off. So I really wish every African girl could think about that. And also I want African girls to think about the long term. Don't think about, you know, 2019. Don't think about the next 2 years. I want you to think about your life in terms of the next 5 years, the next 10 years. The choices you're making today, how will they impact you in 5 to 10 years? Will you still be happy with what you chose to do with your life? That's very important.
All right, thank you so much. And if we want to keep up with Vimbai and thevimbai.com on social media, how can we do that?
Right, so it's literally thevumbai.com, dot being a word. So okay. That's the handle for Twitter and for Instagram. Please follow us for your, you know, daily dose of inspiration. Of course, there's a link on there to the website as well, so that you can get connected with some of the great content we have. And then for me personally, I'm at the_Vimbai, that's Vimbai, that's across all social media platforms as well.
All right, thank you so much for chatting with us and good luck.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. I can't wait to see you on Friday.
Hey. Right. This has been Wiki Loves Women on WFM 91.7. And speaking on Wiki species, what you need to know about Wikipedia. Biologists who classify new species normally publish in specialized journals, which has led to an overwhelming amount of information with nobody keeping an overview. Even experts in the very specialized fields often don't notice if a species has been formally recorded twice, three times, or even more. Therefore, it is not known how many species are known, and this is just as ridiculous as it sounds. We're not talking about all species that exist on Earth, but simply the total number of species that have already been recorded in scientific publications. Nobody knows how many there are. Expert A might think that there are 17,000 annelids known, but expert B believes to know about 20,000. This is because there is no central registration process and no database or reference directory to browse information about the current state of knowledge on a particular species. This situation can be summarized with a statement: a central, extensive database for taxonomy is urgently needed. And this is why WikiSpecies has become an open, extensive database for scientists and non-scientists to reflect the diversity of life on our planet Earth, because life is a public domain. There is an increasing number of big science-funded projects, all of which aim to achieve more or less the same thing. Examples include Catalogue of Life, EOL, etc. The main problem with this is most species and most of the projects, they're not open to editing. And so they inevitably have many errors locked in and difficult to fix. How can you contribute to WikiSpecies? If you're interested in contributing to Wiki, kindly contact 0816735252 for further information. My name is Kiki Moidi. Thank you so much for sticking with us right here on Wiki Loves Women. And thanks for joining us and speaking with Vimbai Mutiniri. Don't forget to link up with us on Twitter at WFM917. Use the hashtag Wiki Loves Women. Up next is Evening Experience right here on WFM 91.7. Stick around.